Levels, podcast number 189. I'm your guest star host, Impa Dude, because, yeah. And today, the topic will be Mario Tennis Ultra Smash. So, today we're joined by three lovely people. We've got Spider Staryu.
Hello, everyone. My name is Spider Staryu. Do I get called Starburst a lot because I am unexplainably juicy?
Okay. We're also joined by Super Zambazi.
Hello.
And we're joined by Soul.
It's me. I'm back. Alright, he's okay. Just mad because I called SZ Ultra Trash. And so, from Ultra Trash to Ultra Smash. Okay.
Yeah, so more like Mario Tennis Ultra Trash because of this character roster, but anyways. So, the topic today is Mario Tennis Ultra Smash, so might as well just get started with the questions. So, the first question, when Mario Tennis Ultra Smash was first revealed, what were your first impressions?
It looks bland. And my impressions still stick. It looks very bland.
Yeah.
Someone else say something.
Yeah, I agree, because like, it does seem really, really bland. Like, just nothing interesting really about it when I first saw it.
I would say that, same thing. It looks very basic, very bare bones, but I think that's what you expect when you see something for the first time. Usually, you kind of expect more later on. And I was fortunate enough to actually get to play it too, and it felt just like the 3DS one. So, which was not a surprise, not a bad thing either. But yeah, it's just very basic when you first saw it, and you had the expectation for something more later.
Mm. What about you, Spider Staryu?
Okay, so my first impressions, you know, when I first saw it, I kind of agree, I thought it was kind of bland, I just thought like, was not really interested in it, but, you know, now I'm watching, you know, the trailers of the now and things like that, you know, I'm kind of into it, like, I'll give it a chance, because I didn't even play the 3DS one, so it's not going to be something like, you know, something I've already played, because I haven't played Mario Tennis for a long time. Like, I think since the GameCube one, or something like that, but yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I think your opinion's going to differ a little bit, because I think if you play the 3DS one, I think that will change your opinion a little, because this is kind of like deja vu, almost, because that, I mean, I'll get into it later, but
Yeah, it's more similar to Mario Tennis Open, and if you haven't played Mario Tennis Open, this game might seem really disappointing to you, so. Alright, question number two. Does the Mega Mushroom gimmick seem interesting to you at all? Do you think it'll become stale easily?
Yes, stale, and no, not interesting.
Yes, I agree. It doesn't seem interesting at all, in fact. It just seems like a lazy way to incorporate a power-up. Because all it does is pretty much make the model bigger.
Yeah, I don't see how it changes the... I mean, maybe your hitboxes are bigger, which I don't... I guess that's fun. I'm not sure. Like that.
Yeah. It doesn't even seem like the like shots are even that more powerful. Like, even if you're small, you can just jump for some reason and hit the tennis ball. So, like, it just seems like Nintendo was really lazy. It was like, oh, let's just add a Mega Mushroom, guys, because, you know, that'll be cool, and people will like that for, like, 2 days, so let's just make money and everything. And honestly, it just doesn't seem that great. But I don't know, because I haven't really played it before, so
well, I can't really judge it yet. The haterade is being poured down by the Lost Levels crew today. Whoa. What do I think about the Mega Mushroom gimmick? I mean, I think pretty much what it was meant for is maybe make you slightly more powerful, and then you, and also, like, what Soul said, like, or I think SC, I don't know, one of you said that the hitboxes are bigger, which means you'll cover more ground, that because the racket's bigger, you'll have an easier time hitting the tennis ball. But I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I haven't played it yet, so I don't know how effective it's going to be or whatever the case might be. But, you know, I'm going to give it a chance. You know, I'll try it out and see if it is really just boring or stale or anything like that. But, I mean, it's something different. I mean, have we had Mega Mushrooms in Mario Tennis before?
No.
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they might add, like, other power-ups, but I don't know if they would actually do that. So, in the later reveals for Mario Tennis Ultra Smash, what was your reaction to there not being new courts with all the matches pretty much taking place in, I guess, Mario Stadium with, like, the interchangeable court styles and designs?
It kind of already seemed like that during E3, so it wasn't surprised, but that's one of the main components on why this game seems extremely bland, because while the graphics look actually stunning, but it's so simple and plain, and one of the main reasons why we have, like, multiple courts in tennis games or whatever is to keep the game looking interesting and unique, and at least somewhat fresh. Like, you're not going to have a Mario Kart game with just one track.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I have the opposite reaction, is that at E3, when you see just one court, you're like, okay, well, this is just a demo. And obviously there will be more. Like, obviously this is a Mario Sports game. That's, like, the whole point, is that they have, like, crazy courses and crazy items and crazy power-ups and special moves and all this crazy stuff. But to base it all in one stadium is... And, I mean, it's not 100% confirmed, right? But it's basically...
I wouldn't say it's 100% confirmed, but it's pretty much most likely.
Yeah.
Unless they surprise us at the last second, which would be ideal, but, I mean, we only have 1 month to go. I doubt they're going to reveal something that big.
I would say this is probably one of the most disappointing parts so far that I've seen, because that's a huge part of it, is you get to go to all these crazy places, have crazy gimmicks, things like that, and you don't really see that here. I mean, you have, like, ice and I think bouncy mushroom, but...
Yeah, like, you have, like, the... Yeah. I feel like all the aspects that were taken from other courts in the Mario Tennis games, like, they took away, you know, that mushroom court in the Mario Tennis Open, which I thought was a really cool court, but now they just changed it into just the mushroom court just being, like, a design for the Mario Stadium. And I feel like the stadiums, like, add a lot to the game, in any game, like, you know, they add gimmicks, they add certain, like, goals and everything, and it's just taking away that, like, pretty much makes the game feel, I feel like it'll make the game, like, a lot less interesting, and the staleness of the game will increase, like, much more rapidly than if it had, like, unique courts and everything. So, yeah, that was a pretty big, like, disappointment for me, personally.
Well, as someone who has not played Mario Tennis before, which I keep making this point, but I didn't even really notice the different courses or just being one course or anything like that. I never really even noticed, but I do hope that when the game comes out, there's going to be plenty of different courts, because looking at the same court over and over and over again, regardless of different characters, it's going to be boring. So I need to see a change of scenery. I need to see, you know, Peach's Castle, or I need to see going in Bowser's Castle or something like that. I need to see something different. Can't just be in Mario Stadium or whatever it is.
Yeah. I'm guessing they're basing off, like, the interchangeable courts off of, like, that Comet Observatory court in Mario Tennis Open, where, like, the courts would change styles each time you hit, like, the tennis ball. But as much as that seems like a cool idea, it's still going to get really boring, because I like to see, like you said, like Peach's Castle or Bowser's Castle or a desert or DK Jungle or something like that. I just think that adds so much to the game. And when you're taking that away, you're just making it a big ol' meh. And I don't like meh.
Yes, no one likes meh.
That's honestly, like, not how I live my life. I don't want boringness in my video game. I want interesting, unique stuff, and they pretty much took away one of the major aspects when it comes to Mario Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question, what do you think, so my bae Rosalina actually decided to come to the courts this time, so I'm very excited for that. But what do you think of Rosalina being playable in this game? Does she add to it any, like, bit? And did her inclusion attract you to the game more?
It wasn't a surprise that she was going to join, and the only thing I think that really, like, makes me be like, oh, wow, it's Rosalina, is, like, I think there's this one screenshot or one part during the video where we actually get to see under her giant bang, which I think is, like, the first time we've actually seen it without, you know, like, texture hacking and stuff. So, wowee. Looks like we finally get a view under what's that giant fluff of hair.
Yeah, the other eye that we have no idea about. It's,
oh, that's it's, Daisy.
Yeah, it's the Daisy's third eye of our generation.
Oh, yeah. True, though.
For me, I don't really... I kind of expected Rosalina to be playable, because she's been... They've been putting Rosalina in everything, like, since 2013, or...
Oh, yeah. That.
Which I'm not against.
I'm not against either. It's just, I'm just kind of indifferent towards Rosalina. I mean, because... To me, I this is kind of an unfair comparison. I might get some haters, because you hate her. I know haters listening gonna be hating. But for me, like, when it comes to, like, the princesses in Mario games, it's... Number one is Peach. Everyone knows that. Princess Peach. Two is Daisy. And then the third is Rosalina. Though I do like Rosalina. I don't hate her. It's just, I'm kind of, I just kind of like the other two, Peach and Daisy. I like them more than her. So I don't mind her being in the game. I mean, if anything, it's good because everyone who's a fan of Rosalina, you know, they might just pick up the game but just because she's playable. So I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, and I would say... Good choice. And I expected at this point, and if she wasn't in, then I would be, like, confused as to what happened. Like, she's just part of, like, the main, like, cast.
She's part of the spin-off cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even, like, the main games, too. She's been in all three ones.
She was in 3D World, and, I mean, and she was in Smash Brothers, which was a big deal.
Yeah.
I think those are, she's kind of, like, the first character where I would consider almost like on the same level as a Toad, where Toads are playable a lot of times in Mario platformers, and he's featured a lot, especially in the spin-off games, but he's never a title character like Luigi, Mario, Peach, or I guess I kind of think Yoshi or Bowser would be that last one. I think she's on the same level of like title, for lack of a, like, the same ranking as Toad in this case.
Yeah. I mean, I love Rosalina and I called her my bae, but like I get very like there's a big rivalry for me between Rosalina and Daisy. And I like the fact that Rosalina's in this game. Obviously it adds to the game, it's great. But if we're talking about like other games, like I just feel like she's sort of stealing Daisy's role in a way. Like, she's becoming, like how you said, like, number one's Peach, number two's Daisy, and number three is Rosalina. I'm starting to feel like Rosalina's starting to, like, steal Daisy's rank of number two.
I agree.
And I don't want that to happen because I feel like Daisy's more deserving of stuff. Because she's been in more games than Rosalina, even though Rosalina's been in more mainstream games.
I agree. I think Daisy should be in an actual main series Mario game. Maybe not playable, but I've seen like
no,
a
playable.
Let's make her playable.
I've seen like an idea pitched where people are like, "Well, let's go back to Sarasaland and make an entirely new Super Mario and
have Daisy." Yeah, like, we haven't seen
and I think that'd be an interesting thing because I mean we've never seen Sarasaland in HD, so I'd love to see what they'd actually do with that.
Yeah,
that would totally expand on Daisy's character, like seeing where she came from and all that stuff, and like higher quality and not just the 8-bit kind of thing we got on the Game Boy. Like, it'd be a big change, and we've seen so many different stuff.
It would definitely be interesting to see, like, Daisy's backstory, because we know pretty much Peach's backstory is just that she was born to be captured. Rosalina had, like, a very big story. Like, I want Daisy to sort of have, like, a Rosalina story in her own way, and which she sort of differentiates from the other two princesses. Like, she has her own originality, which she does, but it's mostly just, like, the tomboy aspect of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a gameplay of Mario Tennis Ultra Smash was shown, and the silhouettes of the four unlockable characters were revealed. Spoiler alert, these characters appear to be Toadette, Bowser Jr., Dry Bowser, and the Sprixie Princess from Super Mario 3D World.
Ooh.
What do you think of the additions?
Wait, but the Sprixie Princess, I wasn't not... It was kind of a surprise, but usually, especially with games like this, we have this weird, like, for instance, in Mario Tennis Open, the Luma was a character that was playable. I'm kind of putting the Sprixie Princess on the same level as the Luma, and just being like, okay, it's the weird small character that they need to put in the tricky class that they don't have a tricky class character for otherwise.
Yeah. Because
I think the only one we have in the main lead lineup is Boo. So yeah. It's probably just
yes,
the
Boo. Sprixie Princess.
Boo. Not Dark Boo. Dark Boo's not here, both in the game and in this podcast, oh, unfortunately.
True.
But,
true.
Yeah, so I'm just... His ghost still lingers among us. Anyway, so yeah, I've kind of, like, given them a pass with stuff like this, because I'm not really upset about it, especially because I don't play the tennis games. But... who knows? Maybe people will actually really, really like this character as the game goes on, because I honestly have not seen that many fans upset about it, mainly because no one really cares.
Yeah.
But it's not that big of a deal, especially because, like, who else would they stick in the tricky class other than some... Maybe a Luma again, which I'd be okay with.
Yeah,
what I think about the four unlockable characters. Alright, Toadette. This is the first time Toadette was in a Mario Tennis game, right?
Yeah.
Toad as well.
So that's the...
What?
No, Toad was in 64.
Yeah, Toad was in 64.
My bad.
You stupid as Z.
Okay. Yeah, Toadette, this is her first time, so I think a lot of fans are gonna go crazy over that, because I know we on Mario Party Legacy, we have tons of Toadette fans.
Including Toadette herself.
That's what I was gonna say! Both the person and the character. We have Toadette, we have Bowser Jr. I don't really care too much for Bowser Jr. Dry Bowser, I love Dry Bowser. I loved him in Mario Kart Wii, I loved him in Mario Kart 8. I actually like Dry Bowser a lot, so I think that's cool that he's gonna be playable. And then we have the Sprixie Princess, which is kind of like a really weird choice to be playable, but... You know, like Soul said, you know, we've been getting these, you know, really random characters to be the tricky person in Mario Tennis, because we had Luma, and Luma, I was like, what? Luma, yeah. Really? So, I mean, I think it's pretty cool, because we're getting some Super Mario 3D World representation, so, you know, it's glad that, it's a good thing they're not just getting rid of the Sprixies and just be like, okay, no more Sprixies after this game, no more. It's good that they're including them in more things, so... Yeah. It's actually I like the unlockable characters.
Yep, I do too. I don't like Dry Bowser's the only one that I'm like, okay. Especially the Sprixie, because I do like just having random new characters. Ones that make sense, like Spike was questionable, but this one makes sense. I think this is a good addition. The only problem with this is that, like, Nintendo's philosophy with trying out new characters is I don't know how they look at it, but sometimes they're like, okay, we're going to have 16 characters. Here are all 16 that have been in the old games. But we want someone new, which means we're going to have to take away someone else. And then people get upset. So I think that's where... I mean, I don't know if that's how they view it, that's how they decide, but that's what it seems like. And I think that's why a lot of people get upset.
Yeah, Well, Toadette, I'm really excited about. I was just, like, predicting her in the first place, because she seems to be, like, getting the most, like, she's, ever since her revival back in, like, 2014, she's definitely getting a lot more playability, which I love, because Toadette's awesome. Bowser Jr., honestly, like, I kind of just saw it coming. Dry Bowser, since Bowser Jr. was in it, like, I didn't really see Dry Bowser coming in, because, like, there's three Bowsers now, but, like, I guess that's sort of how it was in Mario Tennis Open. And the Sprixie Princess was a huge surprise for me, but it's nice to, A, have a new female playable character, and just someone who's different. Like, I think having a different character is interesting in some aspects, definitely if it's, like, a character, like, you would have never expected. I just think it's really cool to have some character like that. So, honestly, I'm kind of satisfied with the roster, minus Dry Bowser, because I think other characters were more deserving.
Hashtag return of Dry Bones, ?
Yeah, right?
Like, I miss Dry Bones.
Yeah. I miss him, too. When was the last game he was even playable in? Was it Mario Kart Wii?
I think.
Yes. No, was it in Mario Super Sluggers?
Oh, probably. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a long game time had ago. So many characters.
That game 2008. Had, like,
yeah.
Oh hashtag gosh, rest in peace.
It's going to be 2016. He won't be playable for like eight. That's 8 years since he hasn't been playable. Like, that's just shocking.
Hashtag rest in peace.
Nintendo, please put Dry Bones back.
I'm fine with the Dry Bones.
Well, I like Dry Bowser, so I don't mind either way.
I don't like Dry Bowser, but if
I don't want him to steal Dry Bones' spotlight, because, yeah, honestly.
It's basically, if you're going to choose a character to, like, you know, have between Dry Bones and Dry Bowser, I kind of like Dry Bones more. Because wasn't he just in another game, too?
He was in Mario Kart 8 as the DLC.
Yes, and yes.
And he took Dry Bones' spotlight and Birdo and Diddy Kong,
See, I'm actually searching up right now. Let me see if he's in another one, because I feel like he was in a game after that.
I just checked. I couldn't really find anything. But I think Dry Bowser, that's a cool idea, and it was cool when he first showed up in whatever game it was, playable.
Mario Kart Wii, I think.
Yeah, but I think that coolness has worn off, because he just shows up so often now.
Just like, he was already in Mario Tennis Open, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I find him kind of stale as a character. He's just kind of like another character that's in there, and I'm not really, like, too happy about that. This actually leads us into the next question, because it's basically an overall, like, so overall, what are your opinions on the roster? Are there certain characters that you think should have been left out, and are there certain characters that you think should have been put in? Like, maybe if there's DLC for this game, which I wouldn't predict, but if there was, like, which characters would you have liked to see seen?
Wait, are you talking about, like, just in general?
In general, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I guess since I started talking, I'm just gonna keep going first. I mentioned before, I would say Dry Bones, just because I kind of want to see him return. I don't think we've ever had Donkey Kong in a tennis game, and while he looked weird playing tennis, because he's so weirdly built anyway, Bowser's in the game, so, I mean, let's bring some Donkey Kong in here. I mean, he's finally back into Mario Party with Mario Party 10, which was kind of a big deal. I'd like to see him in the tennis.
I'm pretty sure Donkey Kong has been in since the 64 game.
Okay, I don't remember. I never played these tennis games. Oh. I know he was in Open. I remember that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's been in. So
whatever. Eat me. Wait, is he in this game? And I'm just being stupid. Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, for real?
He's in Mario Tennis.
I have not.
You are done.
I really did not. I've not seen a picture with him in it. For real.
You didn't even look at the character roster.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Oh, I just want the overview on the roster. It's like Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy.
Oh my god, you know, guys, I really want Mario to be playable in Mario's Ultra Smash.
I'm just gonna say from here on out, I do not care about this game very much, therefore, and I don't keep track of the tennis games. But Donkey Kong. I also was going to say Diddy Kong, because I do like Diddy Kong.
There you go, Diddy Kong, yes.
And then, since I mentioned it, I want the Luma back, because if I were to choose between the Sprixy and the Luma, I would kind of want the Luma more.
I just feel like the Luma would, definitely fit more as Rosalina's default partner. I don't know if they're still doing the partner system in this game, but, like, that would make most sense.
Alright, so now that we know... Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I really think it's time for the return of Luigi. I mean, it's just been so long, and I can't understand why he wouldn't be in this game.
I'm going to keep silent.
Did you know that they didn't actually reveal Luigi until, like, the trailer that came, until the box art?
That's true.
Like, Luigi wasn't confirmed at first. But going off the question of, like, who would I have liked to have seen, honestly, I would have liked to have seen Birdo, because, honestly, Birdo's now starting to not appear in as many games now. Like, they're starting to decrease Birdo. I'm like, I don't want Birdo to go through the same phase that Toadette went through, because I miss Birdo. And I know she was in Mario Golf, but, like, I still wish Birdo was in, because she's, like, another female, and she's one of the more main females in the games. Diddy Kong was kind of weird that he wasn't in, because Donkey Kong was in it. And he's always in the tennis game since Power Tennis, I think. Like you said, Soul, Dry Bones, and Luma.
I was really surprised to see that Birdo has disappeared, like, throughout the years. Like, her last appearance, I think, was, like, Mario Party 9. Was she in Mario Golf?
She was in Mario Golf World Tour. And
was
actually,
she a playable character?
She was a playable character, yeah. Yes. She was in, she was actually one of the unlockable characters, as opposed to, like, Toadette being DLC. So that was actually...
Okay, so I didn't know that, because I don't play Mario Golf, but, yeah. I think it'd be cool if she was in this game, but I can see why they don't want to have too many, like, characters that are exactly the same, like Yoshi, Birdo,
I feel like Birdo, like, adds, like, a big part to the series. Like, she's always been in, like, the, and ever since she didn't, like, when she didn't appear in Mario Kart 8, that was really shocking for me, because I, like, so saw it coming. She had, a poster saying, like, Mario Kart females and everything, and then they revealed, like, the roster and the DLC, and she wasn't in it, and I was like, what?
Well, that's a little more understandable, because she barely made it into Mario Kart Wii, but we'll talk about that a little bit later, because that took a while to explain. But let me see, a character that should be in Mario Tennis Ultra Smash, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to look at the characters, too, so I don't get to what Soul did. Okay, let me see. I was going to say Spike, but I'm like, wait, don't say that. Spike should not be playable, literally whatsoever. That's kind of hard, because I think pretty much all the bases are covered, because we have Mario, Luigi, Toad, Peach, Daisy, Rosalina, Bowser, Wario, Waluigi, Yoshi, Boo, Donkey Kong. I mean, I guess I could say Diddy Kong. I think Diddy Kong would be cool if he was playable. But,
Diddy Kong was probably, like, the most main character that didn't make it in. Like, I would say he was definitely the most surprising character that didn't make it in.
Oh, I know a character who should be in.
Who?
Petey Piranha.
Oh, yeah, I miss him. He hasn't been playable in forever. He's so cool. At least he's in, like, games, but, like, I wish he would be playable more often, because he's one of my favorite. And he was in Power Tennis, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think it'd be so cool if he was playable, because he hasn't been playable, like, for a while. Because I think the last game he was playable in was, like, Mario Strikers Charged.
It was Super Sluggers. Unless Strikers Charged came after Sluggers, but...
Oh...
I think so. I think Striker's Charge came before, but I've been wrong once today, so...
but yeah, I'll just say Petey Piranha, because I really want to see him playable again. So yeah, that'll be my choice.
Yeah. So, on another topic, Amiibo are confirmed to have some usage in this game. Not a shocker for me. So what you can basically do with the Amiibo is... if you're, there's, like, this mode called, like, I forget what it's called, but it's, like, tiebreak mode, I think it was called. And it's, like, you sort of have to face this, the computer, and, like, I don't even know. But, like, you can call on your Amiibo for help, like, you can tap it, and it will, like, be, like, if it's just you versus a computer, and the computer's really hard, you can just call on for, like, a Amiibo, and they can help you in the match with you. So, like, it's, like, 2-on-1, which doesn't make much sense when you think about it, but, and then also... in online, if you're playing doubles and you don't have, like, a second player, you can use your Amiibo as a second player, so...
Which I think is pretty cool. That part's really cool to me.
I know exactly what I'm gonna do when I get this game. Alright, I'm gonna get my Donkey Kong Amiibo and team up on Soul.
But I'm not gonna be playing the game, question mark.
You're gonna get it.
Oh my god. Donkey Kong.
When it comes to Amiibos, I think it's pretty cool, because I need to see Amiibos being used more often, because I love Amiibos. I think the Amiibo addiction has come back, because so many Amiibos have been restocked. So recently, I just got Greninja. I saw him at Toys R Us, and, like, there was freaking six of them, and I'm like,
there was six Zero Suit Samus Amiibos and, like, five Ganondorf Amiibos at my store, and I thought Olimar was much more rare, so I got the Olimar, and Olimar was actually available online, so I mean...
Yeah, Olimar, for whatever reason, is extremely common.
Yeah, I saw him, I saw him at GameStop, and I saw him at Toys R Us, but,
You should have got me a Greninja.
You didn't... Well, you haven't updated me on your list of Amiibos. Okay. You have not gotten me Sheik. You haven't gotten me Little Max. I don't want to hear anything.
You can get Sheik by yourself.
Yeah, Sheik is
Little
actually
Max,
really easy to get.
Yeah, Sheik's extremely
I haven't seen
easy.
Her anywhere.
You haven't seen Sheik anywhere? Oh my gosh, there's so many Sheiks, like, around. Yeah. It's online, and it's in, like, stores.
You can, and also, the Little Mac was before you started collecting Amiibo, so I do not want to hear it.
Oh, you know what? I am not going to deal with you today. So.
Yeah, because I'm right in this case.
Oh, God. I'm right because I should have gotten you Amoeba.
Yes, we had the deal.
Well, you should have updated me. It said you didn't have
any Ninja. Amiibo, you can text me.
Well, I...
I'm not really mad.
Bite me. Bite me.
I'm not that mad. It's fine.
I forgot what I was going to say completely now.
It's about the Amiibo being able to use, like, online.
Yes, I think it's good that Amiibos are being used more often and in different ways, so I think this is cool. I think the way that this Amiibo is being used for this game is kind of like how it's being used for Smash Brothers, where data is kept on the Amiibo for that game, I think.
Yes.
I'm not sure because it said, like, you can, like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how exactly. Is it going to have, like, the data on it or not?
I think it'll have to. But what I'm assuming is they've somehow found a way to make it not overwrite Smash Brothers data because... I think it was, like, Mario Party 10 that had that problem.
Yeah, it was either, like, your Mario Amiibo for Smash Bros. Or Mario Party 10.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all I had to say on Amiibos.
Yeah, Oh, sorry.
I was just... that's the point I was going to bring up, is that that's the only reason I wouldn't use it, because it overwrites other data, which...
But it does overwrite it?
I'm saying if it did, then that would be me not using them in this game. Which is so sad. There's a weird decision to only have one save file for each Amiibo.
Yeah. Honestly, I would love to see... Like, I can't wait for... This is actually really cool. Like, especially being able to use it online, which is, like, something that's definitely new. I think that's really good. Like, so if you, like, you... like, if you don't have a friend over that day, or you don't have friends... you can, like, use your Amiibo and play against people. So that will definitely help. And also, with the Amiibo being able to be used in Mario Tennis Open... Ultra Smash. That would, like, lead to the possibility of a Daisy Amiibo and a Waluigi Amiibo.
Yes!
And Lord knows I want that Waluigi and Daisy Amiibos. Right. And
a Boo Amiibo!
A Boo Amiibo and a...
Boo's gonna buy it. Dark Boo will have to buy that.
Yeah, and a Sprixy Princess Amiibo, which would be, like, the most weird out of all of them.
And, I don't know, a Toadette Amiibo, question mark?
Oh my gosh, yes. Whoa. Toadette would, like, go crazy over that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's definitely an interesting possibility. and there would be a Donkey Kong Amiibo.
Yes!
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right, you don't. You
don't know. Donkey Kong Amiibo? Since when?
Do you actually know who Donkey Kong is?
Who is Danky Kang?
Danky.
Oh my gosh, sir, shut up. You should get that reference.
Okay, alright. So, the first E3 trailer, that was the trailer, and then there's the ones that came later with, like, Rosalina being revealed, and that random one with Daisy and Waluigi and Donkey Kong, and then, like, the new characters being revealed. So, your impressions of the game when you first saw the trailer... like, for the E3, and when you saw the trailers that came out this week, did they increase your excitement for the game, or did they decrease your impressions?
They reminded me the game was coming out, because I didn't even know it was coming out. See, this is how much I actually care. Like, I really want to play Mario Tennis Open, or Mario Golf World Tour thing. I never played either game, and both of those games have somewhat interested me. I especially really wanted to play Tennis Open. I don't know, that game looks fun, even though I know it didn't get the best reviews. But, yeah, this game basically just reminded me, oh, it's coming out.
Yeah, I'm not super, super, super hyped to play this game, but it did kind of remind me just, oh yeah, Mario Tennis, because I completely forgot about Mario Tennis Ultra Smash for a while, because I haven't heard any news about it, and then finally it just sort of came up, and I'm like, oh, that game. So, yeah.
I think my biggest impression from this recent trailer was that or just the overall, since it was announced in June and we didn't hear anything again until this November, or this October, I mean, that's less than, or it was like exactly 1 month from release, and when a game doesn't tell you anything about it until that late, to me, that's a bad sign. That means they just really, they don't, first off, they don't have much to show. They don't really want to talk about it because there's not much to talk about.
Yeah.
It's not this big, awesome title. If it was, then they'd be talking about it way more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels, well, I guess we'll get into this, like, in the next question, but, like, it feels kind of rushed, in my opinion. Honestly, when I first saw the trailer, I was excited, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is just, like, a little section, and it looks so cool. But now it's almost like they just took that little section and just added characters to it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's all right. But, like,
I mean,
I thought there was going to be actual stadiums that we could play on besides Mario Stadium. And that kind of just made me, like, not be as excited for the game. While the characters did a lot, and especially seeing Rosalina, like, that would be really cool. But, like, you got to have the courts to balance it out. And in my opinion, yeah, my impressions were, like, pretty much stayed the same, in a way.
I mean, there are other modes to the game, which, like, they don't really even, like, talk about that much anyway, so it's kind of on their heads, too, that they aren't having the best, like, interest in the game. There are other modes that just simply aren't really worth talking about, too. But
yeah,
this game does seem a little bit rushed.
Just
okay, sorry. Oh my god, I just laughed at the stupidest thing ever right now. Have your impressions of the game changed from... Oh wait, no, not that one. That's the question we just answered. Does this game have little content? Yes. This game feels kind of like what happened with Mario Party 10, where there's like kind of like very little content, like very little to the game. And so far, that's the impression I'm getting. But at least I think this game has Wi-Fi, I think. Has online play. So that's the biggest difference between the two.
Yeah, definitely nice to see online.
But, yeah, I think this game does have kind of, like, just quality to it, like I've said before. But just because it has Wi-Fi, I think people are going to buy it and are going to play it. Just because it has Wi-Fi. So I don't think Nintendo has to worry too much.
Yeah, it definitely, even though it doesn't have a lot of content, it's still going to sell to an extent, because people are still going to buy it. Like, you know, they're like, oh, they only added these characters and there's not going to be chorus. Well, I'm still going to get it, because, like, whatever. It looks like a game that I'm going to actually enjoy, so. Alright, so, next question. So this is, like, the final question related to this topic.
I didn't know we were on the next question. I do want to say that sorry for cutting you off, but I did want to say,
oh, don't worry about it.
Because this is one of my biggest takeaways from this game is that Mario Tennis Open, I played that, and my impression was it's fun, it's good, it's a Mario Tennis game, but it's really lacking on content. They had a good foundation, but they didn't really go much from there. It was just very basic. And it's seeing this game, they took it a whole nother step further where it's even more basic than that. Where I look at Mario Tennis Open and I say, wow, that game has mini games. It's got different courts. It's got like costumes. You have like a shop, things like this. There's reasons to keep playing in this game. I feel like this game is, hey, you have some friends over? Cool, let's play some Mario Tennis, a match or two. That's it. But there's no, it's like by myself.
There's not a lot of availability for single players.
Yeah. And I mean, online, that's awesome. I'd love having more online games to play on my Wii U, but I don't see myself playing this that much, so it's just...
Yeah, I feel like it'll get old after a while, unless they announce new stuff before the game releases, but it looks like they pretty much just gave away everything
in a matter of, like, a day. We got everything.
Literally, like, that's what happened. They revealed that, like, weird, awkward trailer of, like, Daisy and Waluigi and Donkey Kong, and then the next day they just revealed everything else.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, the four unlockable characters, which could have been, you know, secret, were leaked. So, yeah.
Nintendo has a leak problem.
They do. They need to stop, like, they need to, like, be more secretive. Like, I almost was thinking that this game wasn't gonna have anything announced about it until the game came out, which is how it used to be, but, like, ever since, I don't know what game, but, like, ever since, like, recently with the 3DS and Wii U era, everything has pretty much been announced, like, before you get the game. Like, you know everything about the game before you get it. Which, in some ways, is good because, like, you know what you're paying for, but it also spoils a lot for you, so.
I mean, I think that's them just, they have to deal with the day and age where the internet, you just, everything gets on there quickly, and just the smallest hiccup can lead to revealing everything, so they might as well reveal it before it's leaked or something like that, so.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, because I do like Smash Brothers. I love seeing the warning and finding out what character it is. But that, like, that's just not possible anymore. I mean,
Like, you can try. They revealed, and they tried to do it with Smash Bros, like, for the 3DS and Wii U. But even then, there's someone who got the game early and revealed everything.
Yep.
I remember Mario Kart Wii was a pretty big secret game. Like, they didn't. I don't think they confirmed anything for it. Except for, like, a couple of characters.
Yeah, that was cool. I remember, like, I'm like, Funky Kong? What? What is this?
Yeah, I remember like, not knowing who these characters were when I first played it. Because I was only, like, 8 years old when I got the game. You know, because I'm only 14. But, like, when I saw Funky Kong, I was like, who is he? And when I saw Dry Bowser, I was like, who? And when I saw Baby Daisy, I was like, oh my gosh, they made a baby version of Daisy. Like, I thought it had so much excitement seeing the new characters.
I really do think they should have added Funky Kong into Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah, me too. Mario Kart Wii really lacked some Funky Kong.
And see, you dropped the ball. You were too slow. The joke went flat.
So, Impidoo.
I thought you, like, did that on purpose, and I was like,
no. Oh, yeah, of course you did that on purpose.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't do that on purpose, because I was like, oh my gosh.
This is a failure.
All right, so the last question is kind of basic, but will you buy Mario Tennis Ultra Smash?
No.
Yes or no? Okay. I mean...
Why?
Oh, yeah, why won't you
Because of Donkey Kong? Donkey?
Yeah, Donkey Kong's not in the game, so it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to say 100%, but, you know... I think I'm most likely going to get the game. I really feel like I am. And especially if we're going to do a podcast on it, you know, why not? Just get the game.
Yeah.
Play some Mario Tennis. I mean, I'm going to try to get Dark Boo to get the game, but don't tell him that. Because, like, he might not listen. He might get crazy as hell when I say, you got to get Mario Tennis.
I'm in this world we call broke. So, unfortunately, I cannot get the game, even if I wanted to.
Oh, because of Amiibos.
Yeah, but I haven't bought an amiibo in a while.
And if I give you that Greninja amiibo, you're gonna pay extra, because it costs freaking $14.
Yeah, and I'll pay for shipping.
Yes, that's what you will do.
Okay.
But yeah, it's most likely I'm getting the game, that's for sure, most likely.
Isn't it a full retail priced game, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Unless someone gives it to me for free, I don't think I'm going to be playing this game. I mean, unless there's, like, a really good deal where it's, like, under $30 or something, then maybe. From what we see.
SZ over here, he really wants to play your game. You should give it to him.
Yeah.
Maybe one of our listeners will give it to him.
Maybe IGN will make him...
You should give it to Dark Boo. That would be so much fun playing Mario Tennis with Dark Boo. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe IGN will make him cover it.
But there's, like, so little content, there's, like, nothing to cover.
Unless they, like, reveal, like, oh, new stadiums, like, last second thing.
Yeah, there's 30 modes we forgot to mention. Whoops.
Yeah, just casually, casually just added, like, 20 more characters to the game. Whoops.
I really hope that's the case where they're, like, just kidding, here's the full roster, 50 characters, 30 stadiums, there's 30 modes. And then we're all wrong.
To be honest, I'd be like, that's overkill. That seems like overkill to me to have that many characters.
50 characters and none of them is Donkey Kong.
50 I'm not complaining. If they add 50 characters, I will be like, praise.
50 characters and no Donkey Kong.
Yeah, guys, what the heck is this? Come on, Nintendo, start adding him.
It's like, I said that joke, Star, you did not.
Okay. What? Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, then.
All right. Honestly, this game has Daisy as the playable character. I'm getting it, because, like, otherwise I'm just going to have, like, the game's... Otherwise I'm just going to be like, oh, I wish I had that game. Because, honestly, that's going to be how I feel.
You can't have every game with Daisy in it. It doesn't work like that. You should never buy a game because it has a character in it.
Then why haven't you told Toadette that? Because she only buys games that have Toadette in it.
That's not true. She bought Smash Brothers.
But
it has Toadette as a trophy, Mario technically. Games with,
you have Toadette in it.
That's true.
If Toadette isn't playable, she's not going to get it.
Which is fair, and she can do that. Or at least but I would not suggest it.
I mean, honestly, I get case. Games that don't have Daisy in it, but if a game has Daisy in it, like, I'm gonna get it.
Okay. I mean, it's your money, not mine, so I won't tell you. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I just am going to suggest that that's not probably the smartest way to spend your money.
Alright, well.
I mean, you're not gonna take my advice, because, like, I'm always wrong. Right, guys? Donkey Kong who?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not letting this go. I'm gonna own the joke.
Yo, I trust me, I already have control over it, so.
Alright, so, does anyone else have anything to say? Or have we pretty much said our opinions?
We have said what needs to be said.
I think we've talked more about this game than there is actual content in the game, so.
Yeah!
We've probably talked about
this
game.
Donkey Kong is in it, so, I mean, that's, like, a bunch of extra stuff.
He's not.
I think talking about this game, we've talked about this game more than I would actually play this game.
Ooh.
Like, in length.
45 minutes.
We spent, what, about 45 minutes, and I probably paid, like, 10.
Are they gonna even, like, they have to have some way of unlocking the characters. Are they just gonna be like, oh, play 2 matches and you unlock Toadette. Like, congratulations.
I mean, Toadette usually is one of the first characters unlockable anyway, if we want to get real. So, I'd actually assume so. Toadette's probably gonna be especially because she's the first in the order. It's like Toadette, Bowser Jr., Dry Bowser, and then Sprixie Princess. That's probably the unlock order as well. Or standard unlock order. Yeah. I bet Toadette actually is probably like, play this certain, like, Mega... What is it? Mega Smash or whatever?
Smash? I don't know.
Yeah. Play 10 rounds of that and you get Toadette. I'd assume that's... watch that be one of the ways to unlock at least one of the characters.
Probably. It's probably gonna be how it is. Like, I just wish they had some form of, like, give us stadiums. At the least, just give us extra stadiums. Because that's honestly, like, all I really want. And they can't even give us that. Like, it's just gonna be on the same court. Like, oh, okay, thank you so much, Nintendo. I'll play this game for, like, the time span of 2 hours, and I'll probably never play it again, even though it does have Daisy, but I'll probably never play it again, because, like, honestly, online mode is great, but, like, I'm gonna be on the same court, so yay, have fun, but, you know, I'm not playing it after a while, because it's just stale.
Yep. Stale like bread.
No, it's more stale than stale bread. Like, it's just...
Empty. Stale like a cookie.
Yeah. So, I believe this concludes the topic part of our podcast. So, yes. In recent news, what was it called? Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes was just released yesterday. I actually didn't get that game yesterday because I was busy yesterday, and I'm very upset because I really wanted to get it, but I'm going to get it today, and I'm really excited, and it looks like a fun game, so if you like Zelda, you should probably go get the game because it's a Zelda game.
Speaking of games I don't care about.
It's just like...
That's the king's voice. I love it so much.
The king's voice is so weird. He's like, oh!
I love Taylor Swift.
I didn't even hear it.
I'll play it again in the podcast. Don't worry.
I love Taylor Swift so much.
Also, in recent news, well, not recent news, it's actually upcoming news, but there will be a Splatfest for Splatoon on October 30th. The theme will be pirates versus ninjas.
Pirates.
Yay, because that's awesome.
Actually, I'm a ninja person.
I'm going to be a pirate because I like the booty, and that's pretty much my only reason for being a pirate. I'm kidding.
Ninja.
That
Pirate, I'm a pirate too.
So, I'm still a ninja.
Oh god. SZ, are you a pirate or a ninja?
I can't believe I actually was
ninja.
SZ. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, so you're in the same class as Soul. That is gross.
I know. For once, I'm actually celebrating that we agree.
Yeah, so that's gonna be, the Splatfest. So let's get on to the next topic. What have you guys been doing this week, or this month, or whatever, like, in general news?
What have you been doing, Infidune?
Yeah.
Oh, me? Oh, okay, I didn't expect myself to go this early, but a lot of stuff has actually been going on since I was last on the podcast. Well, first off, I started, actually, I don't know if I started school yet when we did the last one, but...
I don't think we did, or you did.
Yeah, but I started high school, and I love it. I'm part of the... Yay! And it's just gonna get more stressful from here, because of workload. Like, my, so I have, like... three classes. I have religion, English, and history. English and history are honors. Religion, you can't take honors until your senior year. And I don't even really understand the point of religion because it doesn't do anything for colleges, but that's okay.
You can go to a religious, you can go to a religious college, but those usually aren't that, they don't really give the best, like, degrees. Like, you know,
yeah, I don't really know what you would do with that.
It's not the best, task to take, unless you're going to be, you could be a theologian. Which, it's actually very handy to take a religious class, but other than that, there's not much reason to take an honors religion class when you can...
Yeah, and it's... Else. The only religion we learn about it is just, like, Christianity.
Yeah, Catholicism.
Or,
it's
more
Catholicism.
Specific, Catholicism.
Yeah.
which I'm not even. I'm, like, Lutheran, which is, like, a Protestant religion that nobody really cares about. So, yeah, so I started that, and then I'm also in this class called Magical, which is, like, the honors choir, I guess you could sort of compare it to, and... We just performed Thursday for the open house at Notre Dame, and we had to do, like, a bunch of songs, and it was fun, and I had a lot of fun, and we wore, like, really cool, like, it was like a tuxedo, basically, and it was cool, and it was a lot of fun, and I loved the class a lot. Also, I got into my fall play at my school, and the play is actually November 7th, so if you live in... nearby Notre Dame High School in New Jersey.
Hi.
You can come see it, and if you don't, then just forget about it, because, like,
well, don't go see it if you're, like 20 or more, because then that's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
don't.
If you come and you're from California, like, okay, you came for a high school play. That isn't even, like, the big production of the high school, because the musical is in the winter. I'm going to try it for that. So, yeah, and then I also started dance. Well, I mean, I've been doing dance, but, like, I started this year's dance season. I'm taking 5 classes. So just another thing to add to the high school workload. Yay. So I'm taking ballet on Mondays, hip-hop on Tuesdays, jazz and tap on Wednesdays, and modern on Thursdays.
Oh.
What?
Ew.
Did
ew.
You say ew? Well, yeah. Thanks. Dance.
At least Ampadu knows how to dance.
That's true. I've always wanted to. Oh, well, I have a story about that, but you go on.
No, I mean... Yeah, so that's pretty much all that's been happening. My history teacher, she's good at well, for the first month, like, she didn't even teach, but, like, she's good at teaching, but, like, the tests are stuff we haven't learned yet, and as much as I love the teacher and the class, I just wish the tests would actually be related to, like, the subject, more related to the subjects in class and not, like, more sort of, like, you have to, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it makes sense to have to, like, sort of, like, for an honors class to have to sort of think about what would be the most logical answer, but if we haven't learned about it, like, why even test on it? That's just my personal opinion. And my English and religion teacher are amazing. My religion teacher's a guy, and he's hilarious, so that really makes it so much more fun. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on in my life since September. But, yeah, anyone else?
Oh, God. I went to, I think... I was here last week. Was last week homecoming? I think last year. Last week.
I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, but I think last week was when I went to homecoming. I'm not really good at, like, remembering things. I'm pretty sure. It was really fun. We didn't do much. It was a very uneventful day. Oh, it was uneventful. It wasn't uneventful. It was actually funny, but there's... The stories are basically, like, they wouldn't make any sense unless I had to explain a whole bunch of backstory. But it was okay. I danced a lot because I like doing that, because I'm not a dancer by any means, but I like just like spinning around and then doing it with my friends, and I make people laugh with it. So making people laugh is my favorite thing to do. It was fun.
True.
Other than that, I was drawing a lot lately, and I started drawing a lot more, like, what was it? I did, a Zantangle piece, which is an art form, but I haven't finished it, and it's okay. And I also drew, I kind of been trying to, like, define my art style, because I've been noticed, I'm taking an art class right now, like, a big art class, and you're supposed to, you know, define your style, and that's a really weird thing to do, and I kind of figured mine out, which is, it's like loose, it's a loose, you know, usually when you define your art style, it takes a lot of molding and shaping to perfect it, but art styles, a lot of times, they vary in realism and exaggeration on body types and stuff, and I haven't really, there's no, like, key thing for it. Like, for instance, I've talked about Steven Universe a lot, and a lot of that show is, exaggerated body parts and body shapes, and they're all different heights and shapes and colors, and my art style is nowhere near like that. It's very plain, so I've always wanted to define my art style and stuff. I think it's fun. It's something I really want to try doing, because I've been drawing, usually when you do stuff like that, people just they start from drawing a base character. So for instance, you could draw the character Pit, as we all know, and try to draw them in your style. But the problem with that is sometimes we cling too hard onto the original drawing or piece or model, and it just looks sort of like you attempting to draw it, and it's just not a perfect version of the original piece, which I've been trying to stray away from. And I think I've been doing okay. I definitely need to work on it. It doesn't look bad, it's just I want it to look more unique without making it look strange. I also was getting into webcomics again, so that's why I think that's why I kind of just started doing that. But eventually I'll be able to, you know, actually show people it, because I don't have a good camera, and these are on paper, and I don't have the big fancy drawing tablet thing. So, maybe eventually I'll be able to actually show people what I draw well. Like, because when I take a picture of it, I don't think it does it justice. Because if I take a picture of it, it means I'm proud of it, at least at that moment. So, yeah. That's all I've been doing.
I feel like I need to pick up painting after that inspirational talk.
I cannot paint. I can't paint.
I can't paint either. I can only, like, somewhat draw.
I can paint.
Get out. I'm kidding.
Fine. Goodbye, everyone. Well, no, I'm not going anywhere.
But yeah, so what you said about, like, trying to stray away from the original design, I get that. Like, that makes a lot of sense, because then people are going to be like, oh, well, you tried to do it, and it's not as good as the original drawing, so... But, like, if you try to, like, make it your own kind of way of drawing it, then that makes it, like, oh, that's actually really cool, because it's unique. So, yeah, that I that was actually really, like, true about what you said.
Yeah.
I can go next. I've been, this whole last week, I've been playing Triforce Heroes, because I'm doing the guide for IGN, and I have been glued to this game for the last
spoiler match.
I mean, I guess.
Is it fun?
I really, really enjoy it. I've only, for all the last week, I've only done single player, and I love the single player, because it really forces you to think, because you're basically taking care of two other statues, and it's just... I think it's an experience that you will not get if you play online. So I think it's worth playing by yourself and online. But I have tried the Colosseum online, and I think if people have the right costumes, it's going to be very overpowered or one-sided. So it's good to kind of wait until the game's been out for a little bit for people to collect costumes and their materials and things like this. But yeah, I've had a great time with it, I think. The dialogue is really funny, the way everything is fashion-centered and obsessed, really. It's just very, very funny. And it doesn't take itself too seriously, which is also very good. Besides that, I turned on Animal Crossing for the first time this last week, and yesterday, actually, I was doing some cleanup, because my town's a mess. I have stuff littered everywhere, and there's weeds, and it's horrible. I have, like, I don't have my ore anymore, but I used to have an ore section here. I have all my holiday-themed stuff over here. I have random junk up at the front. I have plants in the middle section of my town. Things like this. Everything's
split up. By plants, you mean weeds?
No, I mean, like, seeds for bushes, basically.
Oh.
Over 50 of them, because I always wanted to make some cool garden thing. But anyway, I asked Aryu if he wanted to take any of that stuff. And I invited him over to my town. And he was in my town for about an hour yesterday.
An hour? I don't think it was an hour.
Okay, half an hour.
30 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what happened.
And he is so... As he does the weirdest things. Oh my god, I was in your sister's house. Did you say your sister has a house in your game?
Yes.
And I don't know where Essie comes dressed. No, apparently it wasn't Essie. It was some random person dressed up as Santa Claus. And this person came up to me and was like, ho, 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 Nautilus. No doubt about it. And I was dying for like 10 minutes straight because I'm like, oh my god.
I don't mean to burst your bubble, sorry, but that was actually me. Surprise.
Oh, I knew it. Actually, yeah, no, you were there. You were someone else, though.
Why would you do that, Soul?
I thought it was
I'm
funny.
I'm on the naughty list?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
But you said no doubt about it. I mean, not even a little bit of doubt?
It was a joke, so yeah, no doubt.
Oh, wow. You know what? Please. But Essie was doing weird things. And he put on a ghost mask, and, like, he was just doing the weirdest things. But one thing I liked, though, I went into Essie's house, and I gave Essie a black cat, it's like a thing that's, like, lucky, a black cat. Like, yes. I don't know what exactly it's called. What?
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the name.
It's like
but
a statue.
But he had the black cat I gave him. That I gave him, like, so long ago. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I saw it in the corner. I'm like, that's what I gave you so long ago. And I gave it a name. Like, that statue's name is Dark Boo. And I was just he had my little cat statue. That was so nice. I love that so much. That was my favorite part of SC's house. Oh. But other than that...
When he first came into the town, what did you say? You said... like, ew, trash. And then I said,
hey, trash.
Oh, yeah, you said, hey, trash. So I said, get out. And so he literally left the town. And then, we talked
about
Skype. Jeez,
it's not that funny.
It was really funny. Cause
it's hilarious.
On Skype, he said, he was talking about all the trash on the floor.
Yeah, I was talking to trash. I was like, hey, trash.
And then I said that, oh, I was talking to all the weeds. I want them to get out. So there was this huge misunderstanding.
Oh, my God.
I can't talk anymore. Whew.
I miss that. That was actually fun. I really miss playing Animal Crossing. I really wish I could go to more people's towns more often, because that was fun.
And one more thing, Stardew was nice enough. I don't know how much money he gave me, but he did drop off a lot of money for me, which was
500,000.
Nice. That's very nice and very generous. Thank you very much.
Well, at first I thought you were talking about, like, legit money in real life, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then I was like,
yes,
oh,
I gave
Essie 500,000. Okay.
Stardew just comes up to our house sometimes, just like, here's some money.
Here's cash.
True. I'm like, I know Soul's mom and dad. They see me like, oh, hey.
No,
and I'm
that's
just
not
like, yeah. Okay. But I guess it's my turn. I'm the last one. All right. I wasn't here last week, in case you didn't notice, which I'm sure you've noticed. Cause
oh, God,
my appearance is universal. All right.
Yeah, they should totally know who Stardew is.
They knew that I wasn't there, right? The unexplainably
juicy. But Donkey
Kong
was there.
But Soul didn't know Donkey Kong was there.
He was there? Who's Donkey Kong? I'm confused.
So, recently, I played Animal Crossing with Essie, and we already talked about that. But also, I got The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes.
Ew.
And Yes! Do you hear that? Madame Couture from... Madame Couture from the game, Triforce Heroes. And I'm going to try to do it. Let me see. Wait, hold on. You need to do it one more time so I can see. Like yes! I love it so much!
When I first heard it,
I mean, she did it better. Let's be real; like, she was like 3 points ahead of me. But I was like at least a solid 7, to be fair.
Okay.
But when I first heard it, I swear, I laughed at the stupidest things. I was laughing so hard, I couldn't stop laughing. I just heard that thing, and I'm just laughing, literally laughing myself. I couldn't even look at the screen; my eyes were tearing. I was laughing so hard. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so funny. I kept going back and I kept hearing the, and I was dying. Oh my god. The voice acting for this game is 11 out of 10, for real. 11 out of 10. Oh my god. But this game is so good. I've only done 3 levels so far, but I've been having lots of fun doing single player. I played a little bit with my friends yesterday. But we didn't go that far. We didn't even freaking complete the freaking level, so we barely did anything. But I'm hoping to play with other people later, maybe, you know, see how multiplayer is about and things of that nature. So, yes.
Yes.
Other than that, has anything else happened? Oh, like I said, I got a new amiibo. I got Greninja. Ooh. I also got Dr. Mario recently, like I think a week ago. Like, week before that week.
I got Dr. Mario.
A week before last week.
Sorry.
I had to.
So, like 2 weeks ago. I don't know why I didn't just say that.
I think you mentioned it to me. That's why I was like, wait, last week?
Yeah, I love Dr. Mario so much. I love, like, the little pill he has in his hand. Like, Dr. Mario is great. And I got Greninja, so... I also saw Shulk there, and I wanted to get Shulk so badly, but I'm like, I didn't bring enough money with me. But there was, like, 7 Shulks there, so it's okay. I saw Silver Mario as well. I'm like, oh, I want Silver Mario. And there was only one. Some sneaky employee hid that Silver Mario behind 3 Shulks. I'm like, ooh, slick as hell. That is so slick. They hid it behind 3 Shulks. I'm like, wow, these people are slick. But yes, that's pretty much all that's happened of interest anyway.
I do have a funny story, actually, that I didn't tell at first.
Okay.
As you know, I'm in the fall play, and so we have practices pretty much, like, every day of the week except for Monday, because there's, like, a dance class that day or something. but I was at play practice, and when I get, like, very hyper, like, just not like it's like I have anything, I just, like, have a lot of energy, and so I was, like, sort of just doing, like, a couple of, like, dance moves in, like, the middle of play practice because I had nothing else to do. And they were just, like, casual. And I go to do a pirouette. So it's just basically when you, like, bring your foot up to your knee and, like, you turn and everything. And, yeah. And I was turning. And basically there's a thing called releve, which is, like, what you're supposed to stand on. It's basically, like, if you're on, like, the balls of your foot and, like, the toes. And so I'm turning around and I... basically somehow was able to go over my toes and slammed on the front of my foot. I basically just fell down, turned around like twice, and slid it flat on my stomach and face. I thought it was like the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me, but everybody was just like, oh, are you okay? And like started laughing and everything. I mean, if there was like, we should have gotten that on camera. And
oh my gosh.
And then my director was like, you know, if you weren't part of this play, I would have been happy if you broken your legs. Cause he was just like, he was joking around, like had enough of me and everything. So yeah, me basically.
Yes, me as well.
I fell off stage once too. But on an entirely different level, I fell off the stage because I was doing a performance, but it wasn't like a normal performance where it's like, oh, there's an audience. I'm in a theater class, so it was just basically my teacher and the rest of the students and like 4 other people. And I didn't necessarily mean to, but I knew, because I'm a weird person where I go through pretty much every single option that could happen with a situation like this. So I was aware that it would happen, and I had a plan, and I recovered nicely because we were supposed to do, like, a performance. I'm like, I forgot what the line was, but basically was like, oh, whoops, I didn't mean for that to happen. Looks like I broke my leg, because we were talking about broken legs, because the other character actually had a broken leg.
Wait, did you really broke your leg?
No, no, no. So the thing was, in this story, the person had a broken leg. I fell off the stage, and I was like, ooh, looks like now I'm going to have a broken leg, too. Hobble, hobble, hobble back on stage. And it was more of an awkward laugh that happened, but I was pretty proud of my recovery. But falling off stage is not fun. It is very... It throws you for a loop, like, during a performance, and that did throw me for a loop. If I was not prepared for a situation just like that, because, again, I'm weird.
So you legit, like, just fell off the stage?
I fell backwards, but...
You fell on your back?
You just, like, walked up and said, like...
I was walking backwards, but it was three steps back, because they're confronting me about something, because, yeah. But when I fell, it was more like a slip. So I landed, like, on my butt. And my stage is what? It's about this table. So, like, maybe 4 feet above the ground. So I didn't fall. Maybe three.
That doesn't sound like it was fun at all. And you're just, like, talking about, like, it was, like, okay.
No, I was fine. It was, like, maybe three. I think 4 feet's an exaggeration. Like, what? Two and a half. Sorry. Yeah, that's not a big fall. And I was fine. And everyone's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It was a performance. I didn't...
Really? You're just like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. It was just nothing. Casually, walk. If that had happened to me, I think they would have had to stop the play.
It threw me for a loop. It wasn't like I was, like, scared or whatever. It just freaked me out for a second. I'm like, okay, time to deliver a different line. I was like, looks like I got a broken leg. And then I faked hobbling up. And then my friend was like, after the performance, like... Did you mean to do, like, is your leg actually hurting? I'm like, no, did it look real enough? She was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone thought you actually broke your leg. I'm like, oh, if I broke my leg, then that means I'm really good at convincing people with stuff like that. But it was, that happened, like April. I was fine.
Yeah, actually, another funny, like, stage story. So in eighth grade, we did The Wiz. And I was the Tin Man. I got my own little tap solo. I was very excited. But the first performance, we were 15 minutes into the play, and I don't come in until, like, later in the first act, because, like, she has to go, the first 15 minutes is, like, her in Kansas. And so they're going through one of the scenes for The Wiz, and just in the middle of the thing, they had, like, a dog, like, actually, like, for the play to represent Toto, and she has the dog, and the dog was walking across the stage, and all of a sudden, the power went out in the school, because, for some reason, and there's a big power outage, and so they basically lost the dog. They found it eventually, and also, they had to stop, like, restart the play, because the power went out, and, like, nothing was working, like, the mics weren't working. And it was a really, like weird situation. Like, we were like, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to do the play or whatnot? And so, yeah, it was just, like, a kind of scary-ish story. But it's also kind of funny when I think about it. So, yeah.
All right, I think it's time to end the podcast.
All right, well, before we end, let's talk about, like, Sol, where can we find you on social media in any form, if you want to?
You can follow me. Who? Who's that? I've never heard that name before. What's going on?
You're supposed to keep going, darn it!
Jeez. Alright, you can follow me on Meverse at COMPETE or on Tumblr at LapHistoryPants for Meverse stuff, or Greninja for normal Tumblr stuff. And jeez, that is extremely distracting. Oh my god. I was so confused, like, is there a purpose? Like, I don't know who...
I wanted you to keep speaking!
Who was that song about?
Yeah, you just, like, casually, like, kept spoken, like, after while the music was playing.
Yeah, I thought, like... what was that song about? Who's that character? I've never heard about them before. Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country.
There's a game.
Oh called, my god! What? Oh my god!
Danky Kang Country.
That was good. That was good.
Danky.
That was good. That was a good one. This is gonna go down in podcast history. Oh. And be proud, Impa Dude, you are a part of it. Oh my god. Alright, so I guess I'll go next where people can find me.
Yeah, where can we find you?
You can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea, even at Donkey Kong Country. I am Spider Star You on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All those places, it's Spider Star You. If you're gonna send me a request on Nintendo Network because you want to play Smash with me or you just want to be friends, make sure you tell me you watch the podcast. Well, watch the podcast. You listen to the podcast. And or you're from MPL, because if you don't say anything, I'm gonna deny your request. I'm sorry. It'll be just rejected.
I have to mention something really quickly. This was literally a month ago, but I didn't see it until now because I didn't go on Miiverse. Shout out to Powerball. Shout out to Powerball.
Sorry.
Because he played my Mario Maker level, but he also added me on Miiverse. I am not the person who got their Rob stolen star. You was. He goes like, hey, I'm listening to the podcast. I hope you got your Rob back. I'm like, wrong person, but okay. Which was funny because I had just made a Rob level, which you can go play right now. Again, go to my Miiverse. The level's called Little Robot Big Dreams. And when I added it, I went to go through all my notifications. And funny enough, that dude added me back. Or added me, which was weird. Or at least I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. Yeah.
Alright, where can we find you, Super... Oh.
Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube, it's all Super Zambazy. And this is reminding me that I did not talk about my hard drive failure, which is where I have all my Banjo-Kazooie Return stuff, and MPL,
ooh,
and everything, but I guess I'll save that for another day. So you can find me on those three platforms. Yeah, it's pretty horrendous. Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun.
Is everything, like, gone, or...
I have a broken hard drive, and it's totally dismantled right now, and I just bought another same model so I can replace a little part inside. It's a really bad situation with tons
Sounds
of
amazing.
Data on there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's horrible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. And, like, wait, how... Okay. Wow. That's actually really sad. I'm sorry that happened to you. I don't have a ton of social media, but like Nintendo Network, I think is Mario is Awesome 77. YouTube's Impa Dude. I don't really make any videos anymore. I kind of just use it to look at my subscription because I love Ellen DeGeneres. And then also
you same.
Can, yeah. you can follow me on MPL. I'm Impa Dude. You can come see this podcast. This is amazing. And then also I have Tumblr, which is like a newer thing, but I'm starting to become in love with Tumblr. I'm Impa Dude.
Yes.
Yes. I'm Impa Dude 77 because Impa Dude was taken. And, I think that was because I had another Tumblr account that I forgot the password for or the email. So I'm Impa Dude 77. And then I believe that's it. Yeah. So, sorry, I don't have a ton of social media. I mean, I have, like, an Impa Dude Facebook and an Impa Dude Twitter, but, like, I never really use it. So, yeah, that's pretty much my social media.
And what about Mario Party Legacy's links?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So, you can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes.
Yeah.
We're fantastic. Well, they're fantastic.
Hi.
You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels podcast at TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. Apparently, The Lost Levels have a Tumblr now. It is TheLostLevelsPodcast.tumblr.com, so that should be interesting. The Lost Levels also has a YouTube. YouTube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. So that's pretty much it if you want to know about where you can find us because... they're pretty fantastic, so yeah. And thank you guys for allowing me to host this week. It was actually
no
a lot
problem.
Of fun.
Yes.
And is that pretty much it?
That's it. That's all there
yeah,
is.
That's it.
You did it.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for watching, and stay tuned for the next week's episode. See ya.
Goodbye.
I'm still confused. Who is Donkey Kong? What is this? Like, Donkey Kong Country? Is this like a game?